Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Tainus Daf Yud Beis. We left off on Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, the last three words of the page. Amar Rav Chista. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and Honorable Wife and Children. It's also sponsored by Friends of the Beach Minion, Lizuchus Rufur Shlema for Aryeh David Alevi Ben Yehuda's Shira. And it's also sponsored by Karen and Marky Benson, commemorating the art site of Mark's grandfather, Irving Benson, Yitzchak Ben Binyamin HaKohen, Zichrono Levracha, whose yard site is today on the 20th of Kislev, Neshama Shavna Leah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So today we're going to discuss the concept of Tainus L'Sha'os. And we're going to have three rayos that Tainus is for a portion of the day might be considered a Tainus. That normally we would assume that a Tainus for a portion of the day is not a real Tainus. You need to fast the entire day. So we're going to discuss the concept of Tainus L'Sha'os and whether that actually means a Tainus for a portion of the day. The Gemara is then going to tell us the dinim of being makabel a tainus mibod yom. You don't just fast if it's a tainus tzibur, you just fast. But a tainus yachid, you're accepting a personal fast, you have to be makabel mibod yom. And then the Gemara is going to discuss when does a tainus begin and whether it's amud hashachar or kros hagever, meaning when you have a tainus that begins in the morning, how early in the morning does the tainus begin? And then the Gemara is going to talk about, we're going to have two different opinions, whether finishing your su'uda or going to sleep is what prevents you from eating further. Meaning, if you finished your final su'udah before the tainus, does that mean that's it? Once you benched and you're mesalik the shulchan? Or is it no? Only once you go to sleep, then we say that you're not allowed to eat any further. Then the Gemara is going to have different approaches about ni'ilas hasandal on tainios. We're going to have four different approaches that we'll see about whether there's an isser of ni'ilas hasandal on a tainus and what the extent of that isser is. And then we're going to have the shita of Rav on Amud Beis that a person could be lova taniso meshalem, that he's supposed to fast, but then something comes up where he doesn't want to fast or he's unable to fast, so he could borrow against that. He could not fast that day and pay it back on a different day. And we're going to have two versions, whether Shmuel agrees to that concept of Lo V'Taniso Meshalim, and specifically we're going to bring up that concept in the context of Tainus Chalom. And the Gemara is going to teach us about the very notion of Tainus Chalom, that a person who has a bad dream could fast, and somehow that's beneficial to him. Then the next Mishnah is going to go through the next series of fast days. I mean, we already said, if it doesn't rain to a certain point, we were misaki in a certain number of fast days. What if it still hasn't rained? So then there are more fast days when it still hasn't rained. And we're going to discuss the source for an Isser Malacha on those more serious fast days as things get more serious. And we're going to discuss the schedule of Tainios. So let's begin the last three words on the page on Yud Aleph and Beis. Amar Rav Chista. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chista, Hada Amrit, that which we said, Misan L'Sha'os, V'Shalotam Klum Ada Erev. Then when we say Misan L'Sha'os, there's a Tanai, that's only if you didn't eat anything. The Gedder of a Tainus L'Sha'os is that you were not Makabel to be Misana on the full fast on the previous day, only a certain number of hours. But then in the end, you actually fasted the full fast. Meaning that's what it means, a Tainus L'Sha'os. That when you accepted the fast upon yourself in advance, you accepted upon yourself, okay, I'll fast until Chatzos. And then Chatzos came and you said, okay, I'm not so hungry. So I'll fast the rest of the day. So you end up fasting the whole day as well. But a person who's Misana that ate on that day at any time, where he's Mekabel to only fast a half a day, and that's exactly what he did, and then he eats lunch the next day, that's not an Inoy at all. That's not even a Tainus L'Sha'os. And therefore, if he eats even before Chatzos on that day, when he was mekabel on himself, not to eat until chatzos, there's no iser, because that kabbalah is not a kabbalah at all. That's how the Rashash explains Shitas Rashi over here, that the very notion of tainus l'shaos is a kabbalah's tainus l'shaos. But a person certainly has to, it would only be considered a tainus at all if he actually ends up fasting the entire day. The Ritva explains that this Memra is coming to tell us that the opposite is not true. That a person who eats at the beginning of the day and he's mekabel tainus sha'os for the second half of the day, that would not be a tainus sha'os. And he says that the Bavli is cholik on the Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi says that if you had some water at the beginning of the day, it doesn't prevent you from being mekabel tainus the rest of the day. If you drink a little bit at the beginning of the day, you could still be mekabel tainus the rest of the day. So this Gemara is saying, no, you can't, that it doesn't work in such a way. Amalei Abayi, so Abayi says to Rav Chista, if you're correct, a tainus malusi, he says, I don't understand why that would be called a tainus l'sha'os. You're makabel on yourself to fast until halfway through the day, but then you fasted the whole day. So in the end of the day, you didn't eat for the full 12 hours. So of course that counts as a tainus. I mean, what do we mean it counts as a tainus? That you could say anenu. Why wouldn't you be able to say anenu? Why wouldn't you be able to say it? Tfilas tainus. That's not a tainus shows. That's a real tainus. So it says, well, lo tzricha, no, there is such a din of tainus l'sha'os when you change your mind, that you didn't plan on fasting, but because you were busy, you didn't eat the first half of the day, and at that moment you changed your mind, and you said, oh, once I fasted the first half of the day, I might as well fast the whole day. So that's where we have a chiddush din of tainus l'sha'os, that there's a mashmaos to being mekabel on yourself to fast the remaining half of the day, and you could say, anenu, and that's the fact that you didn't eat the first half of the day, even though it was only the fact that you didn't eat the first half of the day was only because you were too busy to eat the first half of the day and you weren't intending on fasting the first half of the day, that would still count as a tainus l'shos. But again, a tainus l'shos, according to Rav Chista, has to be that you actually end up fasting the whole day. It's that the Kabbalah's tainus was only a tainus l'shos. So the way the Gemara is expressing it now is that what happened, the person was not makabel tainus previous day, woke up in the morning, just got very busy, didn't have a chance to eat, and he realizes, let's say, in a winter day like this, where the day is going to be over pretty early, it's already 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he hasn't eaten anything yet, he says, you know what? I'll fast the rest of the day. So he's mekabel tainus l'sha'os. So then he could say, aneinu, amincha, that counts as the tainus l'sha'os. Any tainus that you were not that you didn't fast all the way through until the end of the day, lav shmei tainus, is not a tainus at all. It's not even a tainus shaos. Meaning that's aligned with Rav Chista that even a tainus shaos requires that a person has to actually fast the whole day. Tainus shaos is in the Kabbalah's tainus is only the shaos, but the actuality of the tainus is always going to have to be the whole day. So the Gemara is going to have three challenges. So three. So Meisvei, says the Gemara, we'll bring a kasha from the Mishnah that we're going to have in a few days from now when it talks about the first three tainios when it doesn't rain. So he said, Anche Mishmar Misanin Velo Mashlimin. The Kohanim and the Levium that work that week in the Beis HaMikdash, they fast these fast days, but they don't complete the fast all the way until night because they're Osek and Avodah, so they need to eat something. So you see that even though they're not Mashlim the fast, it's still considered that they fasted. So isn't that a kasha of Chista who said that any time you don't fast the entire day, that's not a fast at all? Says, well, no, hasam l'tzuri nafshu b'yalmahu. The fact that we're mechayiv them to fast at all without being mashal netainus, that's only to be mitzar themselves to make a gesture that they're being mishtatef with the tzaros of the tzibur. So the tzibur is fasting on account of rain. They're not really obligated to fast. They don't have a din tainus at all. And therefore, they're not going to say tefilas aneinu. They have no requirement to fast. But how could they let the whole tzibur fast and they're not going to do something? So as a gesture, they're misan v'lo mashlimin. Is that a fast? No, it's not a fast. But it's something. It's a gesture. So that's not a raya that it counts as a fast when you don't fast the whole day. So Gemara brings another kasha on Rav Chista. Tashma kasha number two. Tam Rabbi Lazar b'Rabbi Tzaduk. Ani mi b'nei banav shel Sna'a ben Binyamin. I am a descendant of the family of Sna'a ben Binyamin, from Shevet Binyamin. Upam achas chal tishba v'lios b'shabes. And one time, Tishba fell out on Shabbos, and the halacha is when Tishba falls out on Shabbos, udchinu lachar Shabbos. So you do the Tishba on Yud Ba'av and not on the ninth day of Av. Tishba is not Tocha Shabbos, it's Nidcha to Yom Rishon, obviously. You're not going to fast Tishba on Shabbos. In fact, Yud Ba'av, there's a whole discussion. When Tishba is Nidcha to Yud Ba'av, is a machlokas aposkim, do you assume that Yud Ba'av becomes Tishba, or do you assume that it's a Nidcha? Meaning, since the Gemara tells us, we'll see later in the Masechta, the Gemara tells us that there was a hava, meaning to be koveya tishbav on Yud Ba'av, that I think it was Rabbi Yochanan said that ilu avina hasam, if I would have been there when they were deciding what day to make tishbav, I would have been koveya tishbav on Yud Av, because that's when the rov of the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but they were koveya on tishbav. So the question is, does that mean they were koveya purely on tishbav and Yud Ba'av is a nidche, or do you assume that no, they were koveya in such a way that tishbav is normally the date of the tainus and Yud Ba'av is the ikur date of the tainus when it's a nidcha. Nafkamina would be when you have a nidcha, is there a shavua shachal bo tishbav? Right? If you say that the ikur takana is on Sunday that year, so then there's no shavua shachal bo tishbav. But if you hold that the ikur takana was always on Shabbos, so then the whole preceding week is the shavua shachal bo tishbav. Or nafkamina might be, do you have any kulas? Sometimes you have a kula of a tishbav nidcha for people who are pregnant and who are nursing and other things like that. So would you have any kulas when it's a tishbav nidcha? If you hold it, no, that's still the core tishbav. It was just the ikur takana was that it should be on yudbav. Then you don't have any of those kulas. But if you hold that the real tishbav is really on Shabbos, so now it's a nidcha. So then you'd have all the kulas of a nidcha. There are other nafkaminas as well. But okay, so that's the case that happened. So Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok was saying, I come from a family of Sana ben Binyamin, and it happened to be one year that we Tishbav observed was on Sunday. And we fasted, because you got to fast, it's Tishbav, but we didn't complete the fast until the end of the day. Because the 10th day of Av is our personal family Yom Tov, because that's when we were Zocha to bring the Eitzim in the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to see later on in Daf Chavav that there was such a thing that that certain families got to bring the Eitzim in the Beis HaMikdash on a particular day. So you see, but the bottom line is that there's a din tainus even if it doesn't go all the way till the end of the day, because he said we fasted, but we didn't complete the fast. Says we are now hasam nami l'tzuri nafshi b'almahu. Really, they were not chayav to fast at all. They just did, it was a gesture, because Klal Yisrael was fasting on Yud Ba'av, so as a gesture, they fasted part of the day. Now, from the fact that they fasted Tisha B'Av, when exactly in history was this? The Meiri discusses, was this when there was a Beis HaMikdash, when there's no longer a Beis HaMikdash? Because Manafshech, the Meiri points out, that from the fact that they fasted Tisha B'Av, it must be after Chorban Bayis Sheni, because otherwise Bizman Abayis, who would be Bizman Shiei Shalom, and there's no Chiv Tainus Sibur Bizman Shiei Shalom. There's no Chiv of Tainus Sibur when there was a Bayis Sheni. That's what the Miri writes. Rabbi Tzadok was Bizman Achorban, and this is the Benoshel Rabbi Tzadok. Rabbi Tzadok lived, if you look in the Sugyas, the Chorban Agalitos in Gittin, he was Bizman Achorban, and this is Benoshel Rabbi Tzadok. That's what the Mitzvah Eisen writes also, that even according to the Rambam, there would be Masana Tainus Tisha B'Av even Bizman Abayis, but this Maisa had to be after the Chorban, because Rabbi Lozor B'Tzadik happened to live after the Chorban. So you see that even after the Chorban, where there's no Karban Eitzim, what Eitzim? There's no Eitzim that they bring to the Beis HaMikdash. The Yom Tov was still observed until they were Mevatam Megillas Tainus. Once they were Mevatam Megillas Tainus, then they didn't observe that Yom Tov anymore. So he said, even so, even though we weren't bringing the one to the Beis HaMikdash anymore, but that was a family Yom Tov, because it was the day that we would bring the wood to the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, we don't fast on Tisha B'Av in such a day. But for the context of our Gemara, we just use this to try to prove that a tainus for part of the day may still, in fact, count as a tainus. And the Gemara says, no, it doesn't count as a tainus. They simply were pata from a tainus. A third and final proof. Tashma Dom Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that I used to be mekabel tainus for certain hours of the day. Ahaba tainus acha ova lebesi. And he would say, I'll fast until I get home. And when he got home, after several hours, he would eat even though the day wasn't over yet. So from the fact that he says aha b'tainis, he calls that a tainis, sounds like there's a shame tainis even though it's only a few hours. So that's a kashan. Rav Chisra said no, nothing could ever be called a tainis unless you actually fast the entire day. So answers the Gemara, no, hasam l'shamutei nafshei mi-bein nesiyah hu da'avin. He just did that to exempt himself from having to eat by the bein nesiyah, that they shouldn't burden themselves to invite him to eat with them. So when the Nasi would invite him to eat, he would always say, it's a fast day for me, I'm not able to eat with you. But it wasn't really a din tainus, and if he wanted, he could have eaten right away. So it didn't really have a din tainus. He would use the expression tainus, because that's the only way he would get out of accepting the invitation of the Bein Asiya. But it doesn't really mean that it was a halachic tainus. So we tried three riyas against Rav Chisda to prove that even if you don't fast the entire day, it could still at least count as a tainus l'shaos. All three rayas are rejected. Even for a tainus l'shoshos, at the end of the day, you got to fast the entire day. The din of tainus l'shoshos is a din in the Kabbalah's tainus. Amr Shmuel, so the Gemara explains the din of Kabbalah's tainus. Called tainus lo kibul of mibod yom. Any tainus yachid that you were not mekabel in advance on the previous day, lav shmei tainus, doesn't count as a tainus. The Rishonim point, the Rif, probably has a girsa like this, where he quotes a pasuk in Yoel, Perek Aleph, Kitchu Tzom Kiru Atzara, that Kitchu is the lashon of Hazmana, that you're inviting and you're designating, to teach us that there's no din tainus without Kitchu. It's only Kachu Tzom, and only then is it Kiru Atzara. So you have to have that din of being mekabel the tainus amiba odiyom. The Yosef Mai, and if a person fasts, even though he was not mekabel the tainus, does that count as a tainus as far as being rewarded for fasting? And let's say he had a chiyuv to fast, he had some sort of chiyuv to fast. Does that pater him from that chiyuv? It's only bad. Maybe it's only that you can't say aneinu because you aren't mekabel tainus. But maybe the tainus counts for something, or do we say no? It counts for nothing. It's just a guy who wasn't hungry one day. That doesn't. It's not a fast at all. So I'm Rabbi Shila, dami lemapucha demal yazika. It's like full of wind. It's like the fan that you use to blow wind on the fire, which seems to mean that it's empty, that there's no substance to it, and it doesn't count as a fast at all, that one requires a Kabbalah's tainus in advance. Amos Makabele, so when does he do Kabbalah's tainus? Is there a particular time during the day where the Kabbalah's tainus is supposed to be done? So two opinions. Rav Amar b'mincha, Ushmul Amar b'tfilas mincha. Rav says it's got to be done b'zman mincha, meaning even if you're not davening right now, you're out in the market somewhere and you say Hareini Machar B'Tainis, that's good enough as long as it's mincha time. And Shmuel says no, it's got to be in tefilas mincha to give a certain chashivus to the Kabbalah Satainis. The way the Rishonim understand this, or at least the Ran and the Ritva, it's not clear from Rashi, but the way the Ran and the Ritva understand this is that the basis of the Machlokas is that Rav in general is just makel with dinim of Kabbalah Satainis, and therefore it's good enough even when you're not davening. And therefore, says the Ran and the Ritva, and this is an important leap in order to understand the next few lines of the Gemara, according to Rav, even if you're Makabal Tainus way in advance of the Yom HaTainus, that Kabbalah works also. Meaning he doesn't insist on Zman Mincha. He's saying that you don't need Tfilas Mincha. When he says Zman Mincha, he means it doesn't require Tfilas Mincha. But it doesn't even require Zman Mincha either. It could be days in advance. You can be Makabal Tainus whenever you want. And Shmuel is Machmir, he requires a Kabbalah Chashuva, a Kabbalah Kavua. It's got to be in the Tfilah itself, and you have to only be Makabal the Tainus, Samuch the Tainus. That is how the Ran and the Ritva understand. The Ritva explains that according to Rav, the din of Kabbalah's Tainus is like other Nidre Mitzvah, where you don't have to be Masmich the Neder to the Asiyas HaMitzvah in actuality. But according to Shmuel, it's not like a Neder Mitzvah Gomer, it's like a Neder Lahar Aliatzmo. You're taking a Neder to harm yourself. And therefore, you need a Kabbalah that has a Kvius of Tefillah. It's got to be Samuch the Tainus. Just like when you want to be mekabel Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're mekabel b'tfila or alakos in order to make it kavua, in order to make it chashuv. So it has to be anchored to something. So the tfila is what we anchor it to. Just like typically when we're mekabel Shabbos, we anchor it to a tfila or we anchor it to a kiddush. That's the shita of Rav. Rav says mincha to say not like Shmuel who requires tfila sa mincha, but who adin that you don't need to that since you don't need to Kabbalah b'tfila, it works even b'kabbalah with an earlier Kabbalah. So again, I said it back. Rav holds that any time. Shmuel says it needs to be anchored to something, just like Kabbalah Shabbos needs to be anchored to something. Now Rashi writes that how are you makabel at mincha? How are you makabel b'tfilas mincha? What do you do? So at the end of the tefillah, you add certain words of ritzli v'tachnunim, and you say hareini machar b'tainis. So you say hareini machar b'tainis. I'm going to fast tomorrow. In Bir Alach and Sim Tavkov Samach Beis, he writes that that includes a bakasha that your tainis should be niskabel, that Kadosh Baruch Hu should accept your tainis. However, Tosus writes that you're makabel tainus in shomea tefila of mincha, and if it's Shabbos, then you're makabel in elukai netzor. And Tosfos says that you have to you have to emphasize that the next day is going to be for you a tainus yachid. That it shouldn't sound like you're being makabel all the chumras of a tainus tzibur. You're just being makabel the chumras of a tainus yachid. The Ritva says that you say in shomea tefila the following passage: Hareini b'tainus lemachar yehi ratzim lefenecha shetakabel tainesi v'tishma tefilasi ki atosh shomea. So that's how you incorporate it into Shomea Tfila. So anyway, Amar Rav Yosef Kavasi Dishmol Mestabra. So the Gemara continues that Rav Yosef says among these two shitos, Rav, who says that you could be Makabel Tainus whenever, and Shmuel says, no, it's got to be at Tfilas Mincha right before the fast. Shmuel is more Mestabra. They have to be Makabel Tainus at Tfilas Mincha. Tichsiv B'Megillas Tainus, because it says in the conclusion of the list of all the Yom Tovim that you're not allowed to fast because they were days of Simcha, that Lahen Kol Inish Diyesi Alayu Mikdamas Dina Yaser, that anyone who has a Chi of Tainus before those days begin, let's say you're Makabel a series of 10 fasts, and then one of those fasts that you're Makabel falls out on a day of Megillas Tainus, the halacha is that you should ask yourself from eating because of that Tainus. And meaning you ask yourself a meeting because of that tainus, the Isra tainus is not going to be chal. That kol inishti yesei aloi mikdemes dana yiyaser. Anyone who it's going to, the chavas tainus is going to be the chavas tainus is going to come before these yom tovim start. You makabel a series of tainus, and then there's overlap. So the din is that you ask yourself ba'achila because of that tainus. So my love yaser atzma bit slow. Doesn't that mean, meaning it doesn't fall on, it doesn't, it's not going to be chal on its own. You're going to need a kabbalah. That's what it means. It becomes a yiyaser. Means that normally when you're makabel a series of 10 taniyos, so they just follow one after the other. But if one of them falls out on a Megillas Tainus day when you're not allowed to fast, then you're going to need a kabbalah's tainus. You're going to need to add a little extra oomph to it in order to allow you to fast. So then you need to do an actual kabbalah's tainus bitfila. So even though you're already makabel X number of fast days, you have to be makabel that particular tainus again on the day prior to it, because the kabbalah that's not samach to the tainus is not a real kabbalah. The kabbalah needs to be betfilas amincha because it's such a chashava thing to be makabel right before the tainus, and then the tainus will be able to be doch the yom tov. Sounds like if we're not makabel at the betfilas amincha, the tainus is not going to be doch the yom tovim, and that sounds very much like Shmuel, that Shmuel said that it's only a real kabbalah when you're makabel right then, when you're makabel right before. Now Shmuel didn't really say that. Shmuel said b'tfilas amincha, that you need to be makabel at tfilas amincha, and Rav said at mincha also. So it sounded like the simple reading of the Gemara, the Rav also says you need to be makabel right before, just not during the tfilah at mincha time itself. And that's why the Ritva and the Ran say this line doesn't read straight as a raya to Shmuel, unless you learn that Rav holds that it doesn't even need to be zman mincha, that could even be days in advance, that it could be whenever. So once we know that that's what Rav really holds, then you understand that this is a raya to Shmuel. Because now the Gemara is saying that in Megillas Tainus it says that if you have a series of fast days that you were makabel a month ago, this whole series of fast days, and then one of them is going to overlap with the day of Megillas Tainus, you need dafka a new Kabbalah's Tainus, because it's got to be samuch, and that's only the sheet of Shmuel. Says Marlo, ye osar atzma. Meh, I don't know if that's what it really means in Megillas Tainus, that you have to be makabel at the tefillas of mincha before. Maybe it means ye osar atzma, that it happens on its own, that it's a din, that since you were makabel tainus a series of tainios from the beginning, from a month ago, memeila tzasa b'achila, and you don't have to be makabel again. How do you know that the word yaser means that you have to be makabel again before tefillas mincha? So pligi baha, they're arguing about how to read that line in Megillas Tainus. Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Chad Amar yaser, that you're makabel and aser on yourself the day before the tainus, that it's an instruction of what you need to do. V'chad Amar yaser. No, it's a description of what already is. You don't need to be makabel that it's going to be aser to you. It's automatically aser to you because you're already makabel tainus a month ago for this entire series of fast days. So Rav and Shmuel could both fit depending on how they read that word in the Megillas Tainus. So Mandi Amar Yaser, the one that says that it's Yaser means Kedarminan, that you makabel on yourself in the tefillah right before the Tainus. And you understand the Chiddush of the Braisa, that even though you already took a neder a month ago to fast this whole series of fasts, but now you're going to need need a new Kabbalah to override the Yom Tov. But Lamadim Yasser Maihi, what would be the Chiddush if the Girsa is Yasser, that it's just Asr because it's a part of your series of fasts? Of course it's just Asr because it's part of your series of fasts. Meaning, what would be the Chiddush in that line? So the Gemara says that's what it's coming to tell me, that the Koach of your original Neder is strong enough to be Mevatel, the Gezera of Chazal, not to fast on those days. Because the Chacham do not have the Koach to be Mafkia, a Neder Tainus, that you were already Mekabel on yourself. The Tiny Megillas Tainus, the Bryce of Megillas Tainus tells us, Kol Inish Diyesi Aloi Mekademis Tzino Yasser. Anyone who has a Chi of Tainus before the Yom Tovim is Asva Achila even on those Yom Tovim. And the Bryce explains, Ketzad, Yachid Shekibel Lov, Shedi V'chamishi Shal Kol Hashanah Kula. Let's say you have a Yachid that was Mekabel to fast every Monday and Thursday for the whole year. V'iru Bam Yom Tov Maksum Megillas Tainus. And then on Mondays or Thursdays, somehow, one of the Yom, some of the Yom Tovim and Megillas Tainus fall out. Si'im Nidro Kodim L'Gzeres Seinu, if he was Mekabel that Neder before we were ever Koveya those days as a Yom Tov at all, say Vatal Nidra is Gzeres Seinu, his Neder wins. It predates the establishment of these Yom Tovim. But Vim Gzeres Seinu Kodemus the Nidro. But if these Yom Tovim were already made before he was ever Mekabel to fast those days, then Tevatal Gzeres Seinu is Nidro. Then he should not fast those days because he had no right to be Mekabel Atainus at all on those days, even if he's already started the series of fasts that he had accepted upon himself. It doesn't matter that he had started that series of fast days. I mean, that's how Rashi reads the Gemara. The way Rashi seems to be saying the Gemara is that the only way that your fast is going to override the Yom Tov is that you accept it to fast before Chazal ever established the Yom Tov, right? That you timed it in a way before the Chacham wherever goes there. The Meiri writes that a lot of others explain that Af L'Doros, we say such a thing, that if you're Mekabel Tainus Sheni V'Chamishi of a particular time, if you begin before the Megillas Tainus day is Chal, then the Gzeres Yom Tov is going to be Nidcha, and you don't have to stop your series of fasts because you were Mekabel for a particular series of time. And if you began your fast on it, but if the first of your fast days was a day of Megillas Tainus, then the Megillas Tainus wins. Meaning very different than Rashi. Rashi said that you have to have been Mekabel Neder prior to the Chacham ever coming up with this idea of making a Yom Tov in those days. Miri says, no. It means that you began implementing your Neder before the date of the Megillas Tainus had arrived. Then your Neder can continue, and you can continue fasting on Mondays and Thursdays. But if the day that you begin to implement your Neder, that very first Monday that you're going to fast, is the day of Megillas Tainus, then you don't begin the fast. You don't fast. Then the Megillas Tainus is going to win. Again, very different than Rashi. So now the Gemara discusses when the Zman Isser Achila begins on the fast day itself. So Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa tells us, all the Tainios that you're allowed to eat and drink at nighttime for, meaning any fast day that's not a 24-hour fast day, and Masai Ochel V'Shosa, until when during the night are you allowed to continue to eat and drink? Ad Sheyal Al Mereshachar Tiver Rebbe. Rebbe says, until Al Mereshachar. Until the rooster crows, you're allowed to eat and drink. Now, the Gemara doesn't identify which crow of the rooster. So Rashi says, the first time the rooster crows. Because Gemara Mesachas Yuma Daf Chavalif identifies the third crow of the rooster. And over here, it doesn't say which one. So it must be, if it doesn't say which one, it means the first one. In Rimilunil, he says, no. Over here, it doesn't mean the rooster crows. Gever also means a man. It means the karuz ba'azara, the one who, the vekar in the azara, the one who would wake everyone up in the azara when he starts screaming that everyone should wake up. So that's what it means. That's what, that's what it means, akros hagever. And that's why it's a specific time, even though there are three crows of the rooster. The guy who has the zchus to wake everyone up for avodas Hashem. I was just reading in the new biography of Moshe Reichman, that Yisrael Besser wrote a biography of Moshe Reichman, that the famous story that they say, it's unclear whether it's a true story, but they say that when they were back in Yeshiva and Gates said that Moshe Reichman's job was to go to the bakery, the local bakery, and take all of yesterday's leftovers to bring it back for the Yeshiva Bachrim. The bakery had agreed to supply the Yeshiva Bachrim with the leftover food, and there was another Bachrim in the Yeshiva, Moshe Sturmbach, who'd wake everybody up to learn. And the Rosh Yeshiva said, this one is going to be Zaycha to support Klal Yisrael, and this one is going to be Zaycha to give Torah to Klal Yisrael. So it's turned out pretty okay on both ends. So that's the story they tell. I don't know if it's true. They say that when they told Moshe Reichman that story, he said, I should have been the Becker. I should have woken everybody up. So Amar Abayi, Lo Shanu Al Shalom Gamar Sudaso. Avul Gamar Sudaso Eino Ochel. That the idea that you're allowed to continue eating through the night is only if you never were Gomer Yisuda. You never completed your meal. But if you already finished your meal, then you're not allowed to continue eating through the night. Say, Isvei Rava challenges this from a Braisa. Gomer Va'omar Ariza Ochel. That even if you were Gomer Yisuda and you got up from Yisuda, you could still eat. Now, Hasam Kshul Silik. That's talking about if you were not Mesalik the Shulchan yet. So it's not a real Gemar Suda. But once you really, really have a sense of finality on the Suda, then you're not allowed to eat anymore. That it's only if you haven't slept. But once you've slept, once you've gone to sleep, you're not allowed to eat. Pashtus is that according to the first Lashon, it's all talui on Siluk HaShulchan and not on sleep at all. And according to the second Lashon, it's all talui on sleep. However, the Ritva and the Ran are Mochiach, that the Shita Sarif is that according to the second Lashon, you need a Tziruf of both. You need Siluk and Shena. That it's that it needs to be that not that you fell asleep at the table or that you fell asleep in the middle of the Suda. It has to be that you were Mesalik the Shulchan and then you went to sleep. And only when both of those things happen, and then you wake up at 2 in the morning and you're hungry for a snack, that's when we're saying you're not allowed to have a snack because you're already Mesalik the Shulchan and you went to sleep. So Isvei Abayi, Abayi challenges that we learned in the Braisa as far as eating on the night of a Tainus, that if a person is yashin, he's sleeping, va'amad areza ochal, and then he gets up in the middle of the night, and he's allowed to eat. So how are you allowed to eat? I thought you were gomer suda, you went to sleep. So it says, marna hasam v'misnamnim. That's not talking about a person who really slept, that's talking about a person who was just misnamnim, he was just dozing. Seichi dami misnamnim. What does that mean? What is misnamnim? So Rav Ashi explains, misnamnim means, nir velo nir, tir velo tir, he's sleeping, but he's not really sleeping. He's awake, but he's not really awake. What does that mean? To karlei va'ani. If you call him, he'll answer right away. Like he's like, you know, his head is bouncing a little bit. You say his name, and like he'll wake up. He'll come to. So v'lo yadala aduri svara. If you ask him to say something in svara, he's not going to be on his game at that point of time. But kimet karlei mitkar. But if you give him a minute to catch up, so he'll be able to say something of svara as well. Every teacher knows that that look very well. So Amar Rav Kana, Amar Rav. Rav Kana says in the name of Rav. Yachad shekib. Of tainus, if a yachid is mekabel tainus mi ba'od yom, and he doesn't feel and he doesn't emphasize that he's mekabel tainus yachid, he doesn't know what chumra of tainus he's mekabel on himself, whether it's a tainus yachid or a tainus sibur, aser b'nilas sandal, then he takes then he's aser even to wear leather shoes. And certainly all the other chumras of tainus sibur, nilas sandal is not such a big tainug. Sicha rechitza tashma shamita, those are bigger tanugim. So if he's also being a sandal, he's for sure also in those. Why? Chashina shematayna sibur kibbal love. Because if he didn't specify that I'm only being makabel tainis yachid, we have to be choshesh that maybe what he was being makabel was in fact a tainis sibur. Hechi love it. So what should he do if he wants to be makabel tainis on himself without becoming also in all these things? So Amar Abar Vashila le mahachi. He's got to say lemachara hei lefanecha betainis yachid. Spell it out. You got to say that tomorrow I'm going to be makabel a tainis yachid. So the Gemara brings a Maisa as far as the Chumra of a Tainus Tzibur is concerned. We saw that it was a time of Tainus Tzibur that there were Gozer, and the Rabbanon, we saw the Chumim wearing shoes in the normal way, and they came to the Beis HaTainus. Beis HaTainus probably means to Davin, right? The Beis HaTainus is mentioned in Masechus Nedarim, Daf Mem Tes as well. It's where they got together on the Tainus, and they did a Cheshbon Nefesh about things that they needed to improve in the community, because that's the purpose of Tainus, is to take a moment of pause and think, what are we not doing well enough? What do we need to improve? And then they would fast. So they went to the base of Tainus wearing their shoes. Ikmad Rav Sheish is kind of upset about that. He thought that they were being mezalzel in the Tainus and they're being purish midarkei tzibur. So Amr Lahu, Dilma Mechel Nami Yachel, are you guys eating today also? I don't understand. How could you wear leather shoes on a fast day? So the Gemara brings other hanhagos of Amuraim as far as shoes are concerned. On the Tainus, Abaye and Rava Ma'eli Kimisaimi Apanta. Abaye and Rava, they went to the Beis HaKnesses wearing like slipper type of shoes without a real sole in the shoe. Mareim Marzutra Machlefi Diyamina L'Smala D'Smala Yamina. They just switched their left shoe onto the right foot and the right shoe onto the left foot to make it less comfortable. Rabbanan Rav Ravashi nafki ki urchayim. Rabban de Ravashi would go out on a fast day wearing their regular leather shoes in the normal way. Savri ki adam Shmuel ain't tainus sibur, because they hold like what Shmuel said, that there is no such thing as the chumras of a tainus sibur in Bavel. Ella tishbav bulvad, except for tishbav is the only exception where you have the chumras of a tainus sibur in Bavel. So any other tainus sibur, they would wear the leather shoes. Amrav de Merav. So Rudam Rav tells us a chiddush. Lova adam taniso parea. A person can borrow a tainus. Person's makabel a tainus on a particular day. He could choose to eat that day and then fast a different day, as if you're borrowing against that tainus. Ki amrisa kamei de Shmuel. When I said this halacha of Rav in front of Shmuel, Amar li Shmuel responded, v'chi neder kibel alei, by the fact that you were makabel to fast, was it a real full neder to losagi de la mishalim that you need to pay it back? Letzuri nafshi kibel alei. You were makabel to be mitzari yourself. So matzi mitzari nafshi. If you're able to fast that day that you were makabel because you're able to be mitzari yourself, so do so. And ilo matzi ilo mitzari. And if you're not able to, so then don't be mitzari yourself. But why do you have to pay it back at a later date? I mean, you're makabel to be mitzari yourself. If it's doable, do it. If it's not doable, don't do it. But you don't have to pay it back at a later date. It's not a real neder. Ikadamri, others say that Shmuel responded differently. That Amar Rav Taniso Pareh. That Rav Damarav had said that, again, Rav's statement is that you borrow against it, you pay it back a different day. Kamrisa Kamid Shmuel Amali, Pshita! Not that he disagreed. He said, "No, it's obvious. Lo yehel neder should be no less than a neder. Neder milo matzi bay l'shlumi mezal l'machol yom achrina. By a neder, aren't you able to pay it back a different day? So yeah, you're right. By a tainus, you could also pay it back a different day. But it sounds like Shmuel accepted the psak of Rav that you at least need to do that. Rav Yishuv ben Ravidi ikla lebei Ravasi. Rav Yishuv ben Ravidi once went to Ravasi's house and they wanted to make a nice meal for him. Avdele egla tilta. So they made an egla tilta for him. An egla tilta is the choice." Choicest meat. It's Machlokas Rishonim. What makes it the choicest meat? Either the third born from its mother, by the time the mother is strong enough on its third baby, then it produces a really good baby, a really good animal to eat, or it's one third grown, or tilta just means meshubach, it just means really good. So Amar Lei Litamar Miti, so he said, would you have something to eat? Amar Lei Litamar Miti, you got me on a bad day, I'm on a fast today. So Amar Lei, Lozav Mar Vilifra, don't worry, pay back. Lo Savar Lamar Lahadam Rav Yudam Rav, Lov Adam Taniso Pare, don't you know Rav says you could pay it back? Amar Lei Tainis Chalom, he says, no, this is a Tainis Chalom, you can't pay back a Tainis Chalom. Vamar Rav Bar Mechasi, Amar Rav Chan Bar Gurya, Amar Rav, Yafa Tainis Chalom, that tainus is as effective on a bad dream and is mevatel the bad dream as quickly as fire on very flammable material. V'amar Rav Chisto boba yom, the tainus helps dafka if it's that day that you had the dream. V'amar Rav Yosef afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos that you're allowed to fast the tainus chalom. Maitakante, how do you do tshuva for that though? For fasting on Shabbos, meaning it's not like black and white that you fast on Shabbos and everything is fine. Fasting on Shabbos, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. It's just that this is such a great need that it override the Yisur of fast on Shabbos. So what do you do about that? Leisiv Tanisa L'Tanisa. You take another fast to make up for the fact that you fasted on Shabbos. Okay, so now a new Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Avru Elu V'lo Nenu. Let's say the original three Tanios that there were Gozer on Rosh Chodesh Kislev came and went and they still were not answered, still hadn't rained. So Bezin Gozer Sholosh Tanios Acheros on the Tzibur. Bezin goes there an additional three Tanios on the Tzibur on a Monday, Thursday, Monday. And that's different than the original fast days. In that, Ochlin v'sholsim b'bod yom, you're not allowed to eat through the night. You're only allowed to eat on the preceding day prior to the fast day. And the Isra Achila begins at nighttime. It's a 24-hour fast when we get to this level. V'asurim b'malacha, they're not allowed to work the whole day of the tainus. U'berachitzu, b'sicho, b'nil sasandl, b'tashramita, v'no'al n'asamar chatzos. You're not allowed to do any of the chamishinuyim. And we lock the merchatzos on such a day. So Avru Elav Lo Nenu, if even those tainios come and go and they still haven't had rain, Bezin goes to Aleim, Od Sheva. Bezin goes there another seven fast days on Mondays and Thursdays, Shein Shalosh Esrei. We're up to 13, because they had the original three, then the additional three, and then seven more. And so Shalosh Esrei tainios al Tzibur, which is a total of 13 tainios al Tzibur. Hare Elu Yiserus al Rishonos, these seven are even more chamer than the middle three. We already took all the Chamishinuyim. Where's there room to be more chamer? Shebeilu matrian v'noel in the sachanuyos. They're matrian and they lock the stores. They open up the stores a little bit that sell food, but all the rest of the stores are closed. Basheni matin im chashecha, and the tainus that falls on Monday, they open the door a little bit im chashecha to the stores when it gets dark, but they don't bring the food out to display. Ubechamishi, and on Thursday mutarin make for a Shabbos. They could even bring the food out to fully display in honor of the upcoming Shabbos. Avru elu v'lo nenu. If even those fast days come and go and still hasn't rained, then mematin masu matan, they avoid preparing tzarchei achupa, things of masu matan of simcha and bebinyan, and they avoid making binyan shel simcha and ubenetia, any planting of simcha be'eris and ubenisuin b'sheil shalom and lechavero, and they avoid eris and nisuin and greeting each other. Kibnei adam and azuf l'makom, they act like they're in chayrim. They act like the Hakadosh Baruch Hu has rejected them. Hayechidim, and even though the tzibur does not continue to fast, but the yechidim, meaning talmidei chachamim, chozrim l'masanim, they fast another bahab ad sheyetze nisan. They continue to fast bahabs until nisan is over. But yatza nisan v'yardu gshamim, if nisan is over and then it rains, so simon klala, then it would be a simon klala. So you don't continue to fast after nisan is over because it would be of no benefit to have rain after nisan. Shenamar, because the pasuk says when Shmuel is giving musr to the people that they ask for a king and they don't want to rely on Shmuel protecting them with his own tefillah, he gives them musr. He says halo k'tzir chit mayom, and he says reka el Hashem v'yitin kolus umatur uduru ki raschem rabba asher asisim bein Hashem lishalachem melech, that if it were to rain right now, it was chodesh nisan, which is the time of k'tzir chitim, it's the time of harvesting, that would be a simon klala, and Kodesh Baruch Hu would be a Kodesh Baruch Hu bring piranhas for no reason. And still I'll call out to Hashem in my tefillah, because you shouldn't have asked for a melech to be mezalzel me in that way. That was Shmuel's musr to the people. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Gemara right after the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis. Have a great day.